Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our producer and engineer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board. It is a TGI Friday, August 30th, 2024. Glad to have you along at 6 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Welcome into hour number 2 on the big program. Many thanks to my good friend Jonathan Klein, JK, helping out today on some Badger football predictions. The Badgers kick off tonight. Can you believe it? Already the first game of the college football season for Wisconsin at home in the friendly confines of Camp Randall. Western Michigan in town. Broadcast kicks off with Matt LePay, Mark Tauscher, and the rest starting at 6 p.m. on various select Civic Media stations. As Letterman says, I hope one of your stations has been selected. Amory, WLAK, Wisconsin Rapids, WFHR, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha, and WRCE in Richland Center. You can hear the Badger game over the air. And also, if you don't live in one of those fine communities, you can hear the game via the Civic Media app. Download it today. It's free. It takes less than a minute. It's what Gail King calls a deal. The Civic Media app. Download it right now at your Apple or Android device app store. And then stream the game tonight. Badgers taking on Western Michigan. We thank all of our wonderful sponsors for making it possible to bring you Badger sports all season long. As you can see, those watching on the stream, YouTube, Facebook, X, what used to be called Twitter. Subscribe, like us on those platforms, by the way. Never miss a minute of the show each and every day, noon until 2 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Mr. Zommers, I am in my Badger gear. You, appropriately enough, have your Brewers shirt on.
I sure do. I swear this wasn't planned.
Really?
Well,
the closet.
It was just the next shirt in my drawer.
Really? That's what just the lottery of shirts came up. Look at that.
And I ended up wearing my Milwaukee Brewers t-shirt.
Oh, fantastic. That's great. I'm going to talk Brewers in a minute. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, our friend and colleague, James Kelly, Civic Media News Bureau Chief at WCFW, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, is going to be joining us. A great human interest story. Something fun to end the week on. And going to bring that to us from the Eau Claire area. And then also, he has long been a sports guy. Before he was doing news, he was doing sports out in New York.
Especially baseball.
Yes. I like to say it. I had a friend I went to college with from Syracuse, Clark Gilson. He had a great northern New York accent. He could turn it on or turn it off.
A useful skill.
Yes. So anyway, a fellow New Yorker, not for me, but for Clark, James Kelly. On the show a little bit later. Always a pleasure to sit down and talk with him. He'll be here as well a little bit later on in the show. And of course, your phone calls as well. Been talking about this for a few days now. Very excited that Zommers is wearing his Brewers t-shirt. The Brewers, of course, are doing well. First place in the NL Central. I think their magic number is down to, is it under 20 now? It's close to that, I think.
I don't recall. So, but it's
getting close. Yeah, it's getting close to that. And so the Brewers are doing great this year under Murphy, manager Murphy there, Mike Murphy doing a great job after Craig Counsell went to the Cubs. And coincidentally, there's a brand new movie coming out on September 13th called Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers. It's a great movie. Kelly Call, Sean Hannish, the producer and producer-director, respectively, have been on this show, plan on being down there in the greater Milwaukee area. The movie, Just a Bit Outside, is going to premiere at Marcus Theaters all across Wisconsin on Friday, September 13th. Now, a couple days before that, on Wednesday, September 11th, is the VIP world premiere of the movie in Waukesha, the big Marcus Theaterplex in Waukesha. And at that VIP event, and are going to be several members of the 82 Brewers, many or all of whom are in this movie just a bit outside. It's a documentary of the 82 season. Robin Yount, Raleigh Fingers, Paul Molitor, Ted Simmons, former owner and commissioner of baseball, Bud Selig, and of course, the beloved Mr. Baseball, Bob Uecker, all planning to be there at this world premiere. You say, Todd, well, I'd love to be there. Well, guess what? We would love to send you. So here's the big announcement. Starting next Tuesday, we're going to do a little mini text to win contest here on this show and in conjunction with our buddy Phil Nee up at WRCE, WRCO, Richland Center, because as it turns out, WRCO was one of the original Brewer affiliate stations. One of the first ones in the state. And I have carried the Brewers ever since. So starting on Tuesday, Phil is going to give a word, just like we've done before. And then on this show, we're going to give a word. And you text in. And you have to text it. So again, it's about downloading that Civic Media app, having it on your device and at the ready on Tuesday. And all next week, every day, we're going to give you a chance to win. We might throw in some daily winners for a couple of Brewer tickets, but you'll be entered in to win. And by the way, Mr. Zomers, as you know, these things, we have to mention this for the lawyers. It is a statewide contest. It is a statewide contest. Andrew already on a little bit fast on the draw. No, Andrew, the keyword is not pool boy. That's not one
but
of
maybe,
them. But maybe next week. But in all seriousness, we're going to have this text to win contest. And then we're out of that, out of all of those entries from next week, we're going to choose one. And the winner will get two tickets to the VIP world premiere of Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 82 Milwaukee Brewers. You will be the first, amongst the first to see this movie in the world. There's going to be a blue carpet instead of a red carpet, a blue carpet. You can hobnob with some of these people. Paul Molitor, Robin Yount, and the like, and be there. We're going to give you tickets to the show or to the world premiere, VIP tickets. Going to throw in a hotel room for you and a $100 gas card from Quick Trip to help out with the gas in case you don't live close to Milwaukee. So be listening all next week, Tuesday through Friday. We're going to give you a chance. We're a chance to send you to Just Dip It Outside, the story of the 82 World Milwaukee Brewers, and I'm going to be there as well. That's the side prize. You get to shake hands with Todd, or not. If you don't want to, that's fine too.
If you ask really nicely, he might bring you that three-way blender.
Right. The infamous three-way blender. So that, and by the way, I bought this off of eBay. It's, and this is great. Kelly Call's going to love this. And Sean for that matter too, as well. This is an original copy. I'm holding it up here for our streamers on the camera. An original November 1982 issue of What's Brewing, the official magazine of the Milwaukee Brewers at the time, a print magazine. It's in great condition. Bought it off of eBay, just came in the mail. And the great stories in here, we're going to be talking about this leading up to the film. But here's what we're going to do right now. We're going to give away two sets of tickets for the Milwaukee Brewers baseball game coming up this coming Tuesday. On the 3rd of September, Tuesday, it's a Tuesday night game against St. Louis. I know it. That's the team that beat the Brewers in the 82 World Series, 7 games. But your chance to go and see the Brewers get revenge on the Cardinals next week at AmFam Field. First pitch set for 7:10 p.m. 7:10 p.m. All right. And we're going to take the first two people that call in with the correct answer to this question. According to this great What's Brewing magazine here and the history books, in 1982, the postseason award winners included 5 members of the Milwaukee Brewers crew. Name one of the 5 1982 Milwaukee Brewer team members that won a postseason award. Name one of the 5 members of the 82 Brewers that won a postseason award. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842 will take you in order of the call. In 1982, there were five members of the Brewers squad who won postseason awards. Name one of them for two tickets to next Tuesday's Milwaukee Brewers game. Let's go first of all to Don, listening on WAUK in beautiful Waukesha, Wisconsin. Don, name one of them.
How about Robin Yount?
Robin Yount, yeah, you are a winner, sir. And by the way, he won multiple ones. American League MVP, Player of the Year, Associated Press All-Star Team. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. So stay on. Can you go on to the game on Tuesday?
Yep.
All right, stay on the
looking
line.
Forward to it.
All right, don't hang up. We will get you your tickets in a second. Don't hang up. So continuing the calls, now 855-752-4842. In 1982, there were five members of the Brewers squad that won postseason awards. Name one that is not Robin Yount. Let's go to Elliot, listening on WMDX in Madison. Elliot, name one that is not Robin Yount.
Paul Molitor?
Paul Molitor. Unfortunately, that is incorrect. Unfortunately, that is incorrect. Great guess, though. He was on the team, but great guess. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Name one of the 1982 postseason Brewer Award winners that was not Robin Yount. Let's go to what's next, Mr. Zomer. I'm sorry. I'm getting a little ahead of him. I apologize for that. We'll go to Fred, listening in Cottage Grove. Fred, name one of them that is not Robin Yount.
I just checked schedule. I don't think I can go to the game on Tuesday, but
all right. Well, don't guess then, Fred, because if you can't go, I appreciate you telling me that before you guessed. All right. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. In 1982, in the postseason award winners, there were five members of the Brewers team. Name one that is not Robin Yount. Let's go quickly to Suzanne in Muskego. Suzanne, name one that's not Yount.
Raleigh Fingers.
Raleigh Fingers. Another great guess, but incorrect. He was on that team, but great. But call back. You're getting very, very close. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. We'll take more calls after the break. Do not go anywhere. Up for grabs are two tickets to this coming Tuesday's game, Brewers game, against the St. Louis Cardinals. Name one of the 82 Brewers postseason winners. Wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tom Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 20 now past the hour of 1 o'clock. Coming up after the bottom of the hour, James Kelly, our bureau chief from WCFW. A great story out of Eau Claire. And talking a bit more sports with a former sports guy, now a news guy, James Kelly, after the break. But right now, we are in the middle of a giveaway, a trivia giveaway, if you could call in with the right answer. Up for grabs are two tickets to next Tuesday's Milwaukee Brewers game at AmFam Field in Milwaukee against the St. Louis Cardinals. Yes, I know, the team that knocked the Brewers out of the World Series in Game 7 in 82, as is depicted in this great new movie, Just a Bit Outside, coming to Marcus Theaters on September 13th. But right now, the question is, to win two tickets for this coming Tuesday night's game in Milwaukee. In 1982, there were five members of the Brewers squad who won postseason awards. Don already is a winner. Stay on the line, Don. We're going to get to you, get your information. Don got one of them, Robin Yount. Tell me one of the other four members of the Brewers team that won postseason awards in 1982. Let's go to the phone lines. Elliot in Madison, listening on WMDX. Elliot, name one of them.
Pete Vukovich?
You are correct, sir. Nicely done. Can you go to the game on Tuesday in Milwaukee?
Yes, I can.
All right. Do not hang up. Stay on the lines, and Mr. Zomers will get your information. Nicely done. Nicely done. Don in Waukesha, Elliot in Madison, guessing Robin Yount, who in 1982 was the American League MVP, according to the Baseball Writers Association of America. He also won the American League Player of the Year from Sporting News, the American League Player of the Year from Baseball Digest, Major League Player of the Year from Seagram's Seven Crowns, Associated Press All-Star, United Press International, which no longer exists. The Sporting News won the All-Star Team, the Silver Bat Award, and the Golden Glove. All those were just Robin Yount alone in 82. Also, Cecil Cooper was the Distinguished Athlete Award from the Milwaukee Council on Alcoholism. He also was on the Associated Press All-Star Team and many other awards. And then Pete Vukovic. People forget. Pete Vukovic, of course, the Brewers were in the American League then, was the Cy Young Award winner. Also was part of the All-Star Team. Pete Vukovic in 1982. The other two, Storman Gorman Thomas. Remember him? Gorman Thomas, United Press International All-Star Team, and Sporting News All-Star Team. And finally, that's why I kept saying a member of the team and not a player. Harvey Keene won the American League Manager of the Year Award back in 1982. Harvey Keene, who came onto that team in 82 midseason. And one of the stories in this magazine I picked up on eBay, What's Brewing from 82, was that Harvey Keene was going to come back and be the Brewers in 83. Well, of course, got him to the World Series for the first time ever. The only time so far ever, right? And this is so fun, especially for those of us who were alive in 82. I was in middle school at the time. And even for those of you who might be younger, who are like, really? The Brewers went to the World Series? Yeah, in 82. So thanks for everybody who played. Thanks for Mr. Zomers for doing a great job of fielding all those calls. Congratulations to Don and Elliot. You're going to pick up a beautiful club-level seats for the game coming up on Tuesday. We'll get you those. And again, a reminder, starting next Tuesday right here on this program, listen in. Every day next week, we're going to give you a text-to-win word. We're going to have you text that to the Civic Media app to this show. And at the end of the week, we're going to randomly choose one of those texts and you will win two tickets, two VIP tickets to the world premiere of Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers at the big multiplex Marcus Theater in Waukesha. Several of the people featured in the movie, such as Robin Yount, Ted Simmons, Paul Molitor, Raleigh Fingers, former commissioner and owner of the Brewers, Bud Selig, and Mr. Baseball, Bob Uecker, are expected to be in attendance. We're going to give you two tickets if you're the winner, two tickets to that movie, the VIP movie on Wednesday, September 11th, a hotel room, because we know some people might have to drive, and also a $100 gift card from Quick Trip. So that, hey, as Ken Lewis likes to say, you can't beat that with a stick.
You sure can't. I wish it were me.
Right? It's going to be exciting. I mean, this is, we talk on this show about what makes Wisconsin great. And look, I get it. Sports isn't for everybody. That's fine. We celebrate music on this program. We celebrate the arts. We celebrate agriculture. Celebrate beer. bacon. I mean, that's part of what makes Wisconsin great.
Absolutely.
Jeff Perry, our ongoing contributor, says, I have the 1982 Brewers Media Guide. I cannot wait to see that movie. Wow. We'll get together. We'll talk, Mr. Perry, off the air. We should have Jeff on the show and talk about that.
He says he also has several issues of What's Brewing.
I bet he does. He is a collector extraordinaire, an archivist, if you will.
From what I'm aware, that fits.
Yeah, it absolutely fits. So, yeah, it's going to be a great movie. Can't wait to see it. And the little bit, the trailers that have come out, we played it on this show when Kelly and Sean were on the program. It really gave me goosebumps. I don't say that very often. But it just brings back so many feelings because these guys were simply kids at the time. And it wasn't the celebrity that baseball is today. I mean, Harvey Keene had a peg leg and lived above the bar in Milwaukee. Didn't have any big gated community house. I mean, straight out of Central Casting, right? So it's going to be so much fun. Movie opens up to the general public in Marcus Theaters on Friday, September 13th. And the VIP movie showing is in Waukesha on Wednesday, September 11th. You can still buy tickets. Both of those events, tickets are open to the public. Just go to justabitoutsidethemovie.com. Justabitoutsidethemovie.com. I'm excited, Mr. Zomers, as you can tell.
Yeah, me too. I haven't bought tickets yet because I'm still seeing if I can get more of my friends to go see it. And I want to just buy them all in one big go, you know?
Well, that's a very smart thing to do. There you go. And of course, the Brewers can be heard right here on the Brewers Radio Network here on Civic Media in select markets. As a matter of fact, I believe they're on today, Mr. Zomers. Yes. No, it's a 5 o'clock broadcast. Pardon me. They're on today on August 30th. Brewers are at Cincinnati right now, and tonight there'll be the broadcast will start at 5:05 tonight. You can listen on WISS in Oshkosh and in Park Falls as well, and Richland Center. So there you go. All those fine. Let me. This got cut off here. Let me just reread this. Okay, I'm gonna make sure I get it right. So the Brewers can be heard on WRCE in Richland Center, WISS in Oshkosh, WPFP in Park Falls, and WRJN in Racine and Kenosha. Brewers playing the Reds tonight at 5:05. And also on select stations as well, Western Michigan takes on Wisconsin starting at 6 p.m. for a pregame show for Wisconsin Badger football. Come on back, talk to James Kelly, give you some good news, some interesting news to end your week, and talk a little bit more about what's going on in the sporting world. It's the All Ball Show for a Friday on Civic Media.
You say you've got me out of your conscience. I've been flushed from the bathroom of your heart.
Welcome back to the Tattle Ball Show, the Civic Media Radio Network. Glad to have you along. 34 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock on a TGIF edition. Normally, when we hear Johnny Cash, we know that Matt Flynn is right around the corner, but Mr. Zomers explained.
It's a lesser-known tune from Johnny Cash that he performed live at Folsom State Prison called Flushed from the Bathroom of Your Heart.
That is great. I'm not sure if he wrote that, but that's a great song.
I don't know who wrote it either, but it's pretty quality.
No Matt Flynn today, but we're excited to welcome another colleague and friend here. He's been on the program numerous times. We're always happy to have him along. He is the Bureau Chief up at WCFW, Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire for Civic Media News, a New Yorker, and also a sports guy, an all-around great dude, James Kelly, joining us from beautiful Chippewa Falls. How are you, James?
I'm great, and that was a very, very appropriate song choice for the topic at hand.
Right? So tell us, and when I heard about this morning, Terry Bell, our news director, told me about it. I said, oh my gosh, that's exactly the way we want to end our week. So tell us the big news up there in the Chippewa Valley.
See, I appreciate that you want to end the week on this. I was always the same way. End the week on some good, lighthearted, fun news.
Right?
Yeah, the new Sonnentag is getting ready to open up here in Eau Claire. It's going to be a fantastic new arena. We have a country concert planned for opening week, a comedy show with Brian Regan. And this week, they conducted their final plumbing test, which they called the Royal Flush.
Now, explain what this facility is and what's, because this is fantastic, but tell us what this facility is and how it came to be.
Yeah, it's a new facility at the University of Wisconsin, Eau Claire. It's been in the works since 2014, and they're finally ready to get going this year. They moved everything over from the Zorn Arena over to the new Sonnentag. They added a roundabout on Menominee Street there, which is the road that leads up to it. They wanted to add an underpass underneath that roundabout there. But unfortunately, the materials they needed for construction were delayed so much that they now wouldn't be able to really finish construction on that before they get to winter, where you can't really do any construction. Right. So that's going to be a next spring project now. But it's going to be for sports, concerts, again, comedy shows, it's going to be kind of an all-use facility, and it's really nice.
Well, that's fantastic. So they've got this thing all set to go, and they do the Royal Flush Test. I love everything about it. Explain, James Kelly, what this is.
Yeah, so basically the premise is, if you're having a sports game at this new arena, and it's a real nail-biter, maybe it goes to overtime, everybody is locked in the seats, nobody's going to the bathroom, the game ends, everybody stops in the bathroom on the way out before they head out to their cars, head back home.
Right.
So you want to do a little test ahead of time before that game ends, so that you can make sure your plumbing system is going to be able to handle all that flushing at one time. So they had the men's and women's basketball team from the university come in and just flush the toilets, every single one of them repeatedly for, I think, 2 minutes it was straight. Just to make sure that the plumbing system could handle all that extra pressure. And you know what? It did. Leak-free test.
Really? Leak-free?
Leak-free
now,
test.
Now, see, I love every... A, it's just funny. But B, and we've been up there numerous times and did one of our shows from UW-Eau Claire and had the great chancellor, Jim Schmidt, one of the great chancellors, perhaps the greatest chancellor, in my opinion, in the UW system. And this is a... I'm being serious. This is the kind of thoughtful leadership that we need. Because I know to some it's like, well, what's the big deal? But to your point, if you never test a new system, how do you know in a situation like you so accurately depicted, how do you know if it's going to work?
Yeah, exactly. And you know, it's something that you and I probably wouldn't even think to test.
No,
you know, if we were building an arena, we wouldn't think, oh, we should probably flush every single toilet and urinal at the exact same time for minutes on end just to make sure it can handle everything. I think we would probably look at it and say, well, we installed them, so we know it's good. We constructed it. And having the men's and women's basketball team do it is just a nice little team building exercise for them. And
yes.
I know there's going to be inside jokes in those locker rooms throughout the entire season.
Now, was there any video of this? Did they take the anybody making a TikTok of this or anything like that?
There was some video. This is a WEAU report, and there was video of the flushing taking place.
Now, see, I would think that, you know, I'm no young person anymore, but I would think that would be something funny that would kind of go a little bit viral, at least around campus. I think that's funny.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure videos are being shared all over the place. I'm sure the jokes are flying in the group chats.
Right. Yeah, exactly. But see, again, to the serious part of it, it's going to be a great facility from everything I've heard. I have not, you know, seen it myself. Have you been to it yet?
I've been outside it. I haven't taken a tour of the inside yet.
Okay. But I heard it's going to be a great facility. And in fact, you joined me outside in a long sunbake in the fields of North of Eau Claire for the big Harris Walls event, which was great. But I heard through the grapevine that the Harris team actually inquired into having that rally in this new facility, but the floors weren't done yet. So they couldn't be inside.
Yeah, they just finished those floors a couple weeks ago. They really are running right up to the start of the school year with construction on this. And, you know, luckily the fall sports are mostly outside anyway, so it's not really anything to worry about. But we're about 2 weeks away from the official opening, maybe about a week and a half now. I know the comedy show is scheduled for September 10th and the country music concert September 12th.
Wow.
So those are coming up real fast.
But now we know at least the toilets are working.
Yes, and there will be no problems there. People can sit in their seats for those shows for the entire time, not worry about the bathroom. And when they have to leave, head out to the car, they don't have to worry about whether they're going to destroy the entire arena.
And you've been to a lot of sporting events, James, in your lifetime, I know. And you know, again, half serious, I appreciate nothing more than a fine, well-maintained public bathroom, because especially when you're going to a game outside, like a football game in the winter, and you got like extra clothes on, and you don't want stuff on the bathroom floor getting all of your clothes, and a facility that has updated bathroom facilities where you can do your nature's business and get out, there's something about that.
Absolutely, yeah. And you know, it's sometimes tough for sports games to keep those bathrooms clean because in addition to the generally rowdiness of the fans, there is a fair bit of beverage partaking going on. So you know what? Maybe that affects the aim a little bit, the willingness to clean up and keep organized. So it can get a little messy. But I know in my experience, MSG, Madison Square Garden, has always been particularly clean, which I've always been surprised by.
I bet it is. Yeah. You're much younger than I, but have you ever been to an older facility in the men's room where they have the trough-style urinals?
I have, yeah, and it always kind of throws me for a little bit of a loop. It just feels weird.
It's just the political word of the day. Weird. It just is weird. So I'm glad as we've gotten more modern in our sports facilities, we have replaced the trough urinal. It's just disconcerting.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Well, this is exciting news up there. I'm really happy for the Eau Claire community, and in particular, the Eau Claire Blue Golds, of course, being a pioneer at UW-Platteville. That Jimmy Anderson's basketball team up there at Eau Claire was always the one team that was the thorn in the side of Bo Ryan's pioneer team, and Bo did not beat him very often. It happened a couple of times, but they've got a fine heritage up there with sports and athletics, and for my money, just one of the best public universities in the state of Wisconsin. You walk on that campus, and it just there's an aesthetic there that wow, I'm at a facility of higher education.
Absolutely, it is a beautiful campus. I've been there many times for press events, just interviews, stories, whatever. I always enjoy going down there because it's a beautiful campus. I finished my college career in Queens College.
Oh, nice.
Which very much feels like it's in a city, even though there's some fields and grassy areas, but it doesn't really feel like a college campus. Everything's kind of spread out all over the place. So it's nice to kind of, you walk through the gate where the big sign that says University of Wisconsin, Eau Claire, and it feels like you're a freshman at a state school, just unlimited possibilities ahead of you.
No, it makes you feel better. Jeff Perry, our ongoing contributor on Facebook, says, I like them so much I got one of those trough-style urinals for the house.
Oh, man.
I don't think he did.
I hope not.
No. I think that was a joke.
Let's not ask for proof.
No, exactly. We don't want any photos of that, Jeff Perry. So, again, before we got into news, you can tell folks about this. I happen to know this, but you did sports out in New York, right?
I did, yeah, for a few years, mostly focused on baseball and basketball. But, you know, I covered most New York sports teams at some point or another, whether it was on a podcast or written articles. Definitely pretty big into the sports field there. And, you know, I'm getting into the Wisconsin sports field a little bit now. I didn't have a huge knowledge of Wisconsin sports as far as UW-Madison goes when I came here, because I hadn't really been expecting to move out to Wisconsin, so I wasn't doing a lot of research.
Right.
But this year, I feel like I have a much better grasp of what the football team's going to look like. I did always love those Wisconsin basketball teams back in the day with like Frank Kaminsky and Sam Decker, Nigel Hayes. I did really like those teams.
No, it's an exciting time. And, of course, the Badgers kick off their season tonight across the Civic Media Radio Network, which is part of the Badger Network, and a pregame show at 6 p.m. with LePay Towser and Mike Heller as well. Kickoff at Camp Randall at 8 p.m. You can hear that game on Amory, Wisconsin Rapids, Racine, Kenosha, and Richland Center. And the big thing is, if you don't live in one of those fine communities, you can stream. Unlike our professional sports, you can stream the College Badger sports on the Civic Media app. So that's great. Any predictions just overall? Not necessarily a win-loss record, but how do you feel about the Badgers heading into this new expanded Big Ten?
Yeah, I think it's interesting because when I always thought of the Wisconsin football program, it was always that ground and pound running game, a really strong offensive line, really strong defensive line, you know, low scoring defensive matchups. And last year and coming into this year, they seem a lot more focused on the passing game. Last year, Wisconsin's offense really wasn't there. They did not score a lot of touchdowns, but they're feeling a little bit better. They have Miami transfer quarterback Tyler Van Dyke, who just won the starting job over Braden Locke, who was there last year. And Tyler Van Dyke, he's a good quarterback. He has a good arm. He threw 19 touchdowns last year, but also threw 12 interceptions. So, you know, if he doesn't get off to a good start, if the offense isn't rolling, they also feel comfortable with Locke, who's more familiar with the system, even if he doesn't have the same arm as Van Dyke. But it should be a pretty good year. They have a couple tough matchups on their early season schedule with Alabama and USC. But I think they look pretty solid. I wouldn't say they're going to be in the college football playoff, but I would expect a bowl game for them.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We went through earlier. I've got about three, maybe four losses. I've got them losing to Alabama. I've got them losing to Oregon and on the road against Iowa. And I got him winning over Penn State at home, but that's kind of an emotional pick. I'll admit that. So I've got him at four with four losses, maybe as low as three. You're right. I don't think with Oregon now from the Pac-12 coming out to the Big Ten, I think they could win the national championship theoretically. I like Oregon and Georgia maybe in the national championship game, but I think as for the Big Ten, I think it probably comes down to Oregon and then whoever wins that Ohio State and Michigan matchup.
Yeah, and college football definitely feels different over the last couple of years with no more Nick Saban in Alabama. Right. It feels kind of like a bunch of different teams now actually have a legitimate chance to win a championship, especially with the expanded playoffs, too. So I think it's going to be a great season.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's go quickly to baseball. Your first love, the Brewers, right now in first place in the NL Central, 9.5 games ahead of Craig Counsell and the Cubs. Brewers got to be on a roll right now. I feel good about them in the Central. How far can this team go?
Ooh, that's a tough question how far they can go in the playoffs, because when you think of the Milwaukee Brewers over the last decade, you think of that really strong pitching and pitching development with guys like Corbin Burns, Freddie Peralta. They've always had really good starting pitching, and the offense has just kind of been put together so they can score enough to support that pitching in a weak division, which has led them to falling short in the playoffs a lot of times where they get overmatched against NL West teams and NL East teams that are in a little bit more of a competition year-long than the Brewers have been. This year, it's kind of the opposite. The offense has been really phenomenal. Jackson Chourio has been a revelation, definitely in the Rookie of the Year conversation.
Absolutely.
I don't think he'll win. I think Jackson Merrill probably will from San Diego, assuming that the Pirates scale back on Paul Skenes' innings.
Right. it's been an interesting year. Got about a minute left here, James. Who do you like to really compete for a World Series this year?
It's interesting. There's a lot of parity in the league this year. We probably won't see a 100-win team. The Phillies, I think, will have the best record in baseball, and they definitely have the starting pitching to do it. The Yankees with Juan Soto and Aaron Judge can never be counted out, even if the rest of their lineup is a little bit disappointing. And the Los Angeles Dodgers, a lot of pitching injuries. So if they can stay healthy, they'll make noise.
James Kelly, our bureau chief, if I could talk, up in Chippewa Falls. Thank you very much, James. Have a great Labor Day weekend. Talk to you soon.
Have a good one, guys.
Yep, you too. Come on back. A little board game of the week. We'll wrap things up on the All Balls Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
From the bathroom of your heart.
Welcome back to the All Balls Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, where it is now 10 before the hour of 2 o'clock. That's 10 minutes away from ABC or CBS News time, depending upon which of our fine stations across Civic Media you are in tune to. And then coming up, a weather update, a little sports as well. And of course, then from 2 until 4, the award-winning, fantastic Maggie Dawn Show with the one and only Maggie Dawn and Fancy Brian Kelly. Always a great program every afternoon from 2 until 4. Maggie Dawn directly after our show. Stick around for that. Also, don't forget the programming note to one of our listeners earlier. I believe Tom in New Berlin, listening on WAUK, so accurately pointed out and helped me that the Brewers are playing a doubleheader right now. So the Reds and the Brewers going at it right now on select stations across Civic Media. And then the late night cap, the late, try that again, Todd. The nightcap game. There we go. The nightcap game, the Reds hosting the Brewers starting at 5:05. On select markets. That is only on Oshkosh and Park Falls, because starting at 6 o'clock in Amory, Wisconsin Rapids, Racine, Kenosha, and Richland Center, they will carry the Brewers broadcast. Or the Badgers. It's a good thing it's Friday summers. The Badgers broadcast.
Get to take a rest after
this. Yeah. Badgers hosting Western Michigan at 6 p.m. Pregame time, kickoff at 8 o'clock. I believe it's on television on FS1, if I'm not mistaken. Thank goodness, no Peacock. Time once again for a board game of the week.
Welcome once again to the board game of the week. This week's board game of the week is brought to you by me, I guess.
Did we get a sponsor?
No, we didn't have a sponsor. All right, no, not this time. No. Have you ever wondered about driving a race car?
I have, particularly one fueled by ethanol. But that's a story for another day, but go ahead.
You'd think that racing is something that would not translate well to a board game. You know, slow, methodical, thinking right. through your turns. But actually, it works pretty well.
Really?
This is proven by Heat Pedal to the Metal, a game from a few years ago.
Heat Pedal to the Metal?
Heat, colon, Pedal to the Metal.
All right, very good. Go ahead.
Yeah. And you and up to five other people, so 1 to 6 players, can recreate the thrill of racing in board game form.
Ooh.
And it's partially achieved by simultaneous turns, in that a lot of the things that you and the other players do, you can work through at the same time, which makes it feel faster, because it is. And you're trying to overtake your opponents on the racetrack without overheating your car. And so you get different cards that like shift gears or speed up and move ahead a certain number of spaces. Mm-hmm. And you're trying to manage moving ahead without going too fast into the turns and without getting too stressed out. If you do certain actions, it heats up your engine a bunch and adds stress cards to your deck. And you're just trying to keep things cool.
You don't want to overheat your engines, for goodness sake. Especially not you.
Especially not me.
So you have to answer, how do you acquire cards or move ahead? Do you have to answer questions, or is it a roll of the die, or what?
You have a hand of cards and you choose which ones you're going to play, and you put them down secretly, and then everyone reveals them at the same time. The person in the head moves, the person in the lead moves ahead first, and then everybody else scoots up behind. And since you don't know what the other people are going to do, you have to be careful and try and manage your risk without running into anybody and be able to pass them and finish the race in the lead.
All right. Very good. How much is it?
It is $60. It's a bit of a pricey one.
Yeah.
But since you can play it with 6 people, and it comes with a lot of different tracks, and there are expansions if you want to try something different, there's a lot of replayability to it.
And for people that might be NASCAR fans or Indy race fans or otherwise, this is, you kind of combine the two, love of racing plus a love of board games.
Exactly. Plus, it's a shocking thing to say, hey, you know, you guys want to play a race car board game? And people be like, what the hell? That doesn't sound fun. But no, it's actually very good.
actually exists. All right. So what's Heat, colon, Pedal to the Metal.
And that is this week's board game of the week.
Fantastic. Something for you. Any big plans, Mr. Zomers? Now, don't forget, for those of I asked him a question, then I cut him off. For those of you that plan on tuning in Monday, and we hope you do, we're going to have a special pre-recorded show with some new content. We're going to have some new factoids about Labor Day in Wisconsin and the rich history of Labor Day. We have to take time, as my former teacher, Ken Lewis, is fond of saying, it was Andy Spies, pause and reflect. Have to pause, reflect, and remember that a lot of people, those things like an 8-hour workday, a 40-hour work week, those were not things that were just given. Those were things that were fought for and earned by people many years ago. And so it's appropriate we stop and remember that and be thankful. So for all of those people who have the day off, do it safely. Pack your patience, as we say, on the roads. It's going to be crowded. Leave some extra time, particularly if you're coming into Madison this weekend, or wherever you might go, but make sure at some point during the weekend you just stop and think about all the folks that went before us to give us better working conditions. A lot of people will be doing picnics, maybe going to the Dells or the river or tubing or whatever one big last summer activity. Mr. Zomers, you traveling at all?
Well, I'll be going to the Badgers game tonight, and tomorrow I'm going to a Pitbull concert in Milwaukee. Not something I expected to be doing with my weekend.
Wait, a Pitbull concert?
The artist Pitbull.
I thought, you know, are you going to dog fighting?
No, it's he's like a pop musician from mostly the 2010s, I guess. Okay. And some of my friends were super excited to go, and I thought, you know what? Why not?
Dude, we're going to a Pitbull concert. I'm not making fun of your friends. I just, you know.
If we had time, I'd pull up some Pitbull, but not really.
I will enjoy Pitbull. Enjoy that and report back to us how it was.
Will do. You doing anything fun and or funky or fresh?
Am I doing anything funky or fresh? No, I'm neither, I don't think. I'm just chilling out, trying to catch my breath, plan a little bit for next week. President Biden is going to be in Southwest Wisconsin next week. We plan on covering that in one way or another. And don't forget, on Tuesday, when we're back with a live show, we're going to give you a chance to win every day next week tickets to the VIP Brewers movie. It's called Just a Bit Outside, this great new Brewers documentary. All next week, call in or text in, rather. We'll give you chances to win the tickets to the VIP show. Jonathan Klein, Jacqueline, our HR director here at Civic Media, and James Kelly, our bureau chief at WCFW, and Mr. Zommers, all thank you very much for making this show fantastic today. All of you for listening, all of you for calling in. We appreciate you so very much. Keep her between the lines, as Jack O'Neill used to say this weekend. Be safe, enjoy your holiday. We'll see you back with a live show on Tuesday. Until then, whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. Maggie Dawn's next.